This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and South Korean militaries launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea on Monday in a show of force matching a North Korean missile display a day earlier that extended a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the Allies' live fire exercise involved 8 Army tactical missile systems fired into South Korea's eastern waters across 10 minutes. It said the drill was aimed at demonstrating an ability to respond swiftly and accurately to North Korean attacks. South's military detected North Korea firing 8 short-range missiles over 35 minutes from at least 4 different locations, including from western and eastern coastal areas and 2 inland areas north end near the capital, Pyongyang, and what appeared to be a single-day record for the country's ballistic launches. It was North Korea's 18th round of missile tests in 2022 alone, a streak that included the country's first launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles in nearly 5 years. South Korean and U.S. officials also say North Korea is preparing to conduct its first nuclear test since September of 2017, as leader Kim Jong-un pushes a brinkmanship aimed at cementing the North's status as a nuclear power and negotiating economic and security concessions from a position of strength. Russia took aim at Western military supplies for Ukraine by launching airstrikes on Kyiv that it claimed destroyed tanks donated from abroad. Meanwhile, the Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Sunday that any Western deliveries of longer-range rocket systems would prompt Moscow to hit objects that we haven't struck, according to the president. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Finland and Sweden joining NATO would put Russia in a difficult military position in the Baltic Sea, according to top U.S. General Mark Milley on Saturday during a visit to Stockholm ahead of a military exercise. The two Nordic neighbors, which both have long borders on the Baltic Sea, applied last month to join the military alliance amid security concerns after Russia invaded Ukraine in February, although they face objections from Turkey. Their joining would mean the Baltic Sea's coastline would bar strips around Russian cities. Been circled by NATO members as well. Lawmakers in southwestern Nigeria say more than 50 people are feared dead after gunmen opened fire and detonated explosives at a church. The gunmen targeted the St. Francis Catholic Church in Ondo State on Sunday morning, just as the worshippers gathered for the weekly mass. Many children were among the dead. The representative for the area in Nigeria's lower legislative chamber says the attackers also kidnapped the presiding priest, which much of the Nigeria has struggled with security issues. Ondo is widely known as one of Nigeria's most peaceful states. A U.S. Navy lieutenant in Japan is appealing a 3-year prison sentence for a car crash that killed 2 people last year. Ridge Alkani's family says that he suffered from acute mountain sickness and passed out behind the wheel while driving after a visit to Mount Fuji. Japanese prosecutors and a judge say he was feeling drowsy and should have pulled over. Alkani's parents are asking for mercy because they say that while the crash was a tragedy, it was also an accident. He's been sentenced to 3 years in prison but has appealed, and a hearing is set for Wednesday. He's at home in Japan pending the appeal, and the Navy says he remains on active duty. Ahead of his first international tour outside of Latin America as president of Chile, Gabriel Boric called on regional alliances to reach the target set out in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Boric's statement came as he participated in events to mark Sunday's World Environment Day, the United Nations annual event of encouraging awareness and action for the protection of the environment. Recapping our top story, the U.S. and South Korean militaries launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea on Monday in a show of force matching North Korean missile display a day earlier that extended a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said the Allies' live fire exercise involved 8 Army tactical missile systems missiles fired into South Korea's eastern waters. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.